Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
This is You, the Owner's Manual Podcast. Thanks for tuning in. The new book has come out, What to Eat When. It got up as high as number 15 on Amazon, and I'm broadcasting this so I know that Good Morning America will air it on Wednesday. It's on Oz Show on the 2nd. That's already occurred. It's on Wednesday the 16th at 8:15 in the morning. If you're just downloading this, tune in then. If you think Americans are getting fatter, that's one of the stories today, not related to the book, although it could be, because Eating the Wen Way, WHENWAY.com is the website, but Eating the Wen Way is a hack on your metabolism to maximize your health and your weight loss. If you think Americans are getting fatter, the feds say you're right. Every demographic group is. The health of U.S. women lags those in other rich countries due to choices, and they get obese from those choices, like more food and more wrong food, eating later, not eating the Wen Way, if you will, but not also exercising and too much stress. Menopause-related sex, urinary problems are not discussed with doctors. Women will discuss hot flashes, but not their urinary problems, not their sexual issues. Usually, only 15% discuss them with docs. They're tied to worse quality of life. Evening workouts help with lowering your blood pressure. We'll talk about why in a few minutes. Exercise improves thinking in sedentary seniors with cognitive declines. A nice, neat story. In just 6 months of walking, will boost aging brains. For kids, getting a report card on Friday is bad. The parents take them out on them, and more child abuse. Serious kidney injury occurs in 10% during cancer chemotherapy. Here's how you can protect yourself from them. And a runaway immune system may, in this new study, play a role in causing chronic fatigue syndrome. And migraine has a silver lining, a lower risk for diabetes. How much lower? We'll tell in a second. And Brainstorm gets FDA okay for stem cell trial in MS patients. What the heck is all that about? You'll learn. And vapors inhale lower levels of toxins than smokers, but they still get toxins. And I keep saying, and 14 non-concussion head hits affect young football players' vision long-term, and the link between social media and depression. Let's get right into it. If you think Americans are getting fatter, you're right. In the first 30 years, obesity has risen to epidemic proportions, but the nation hasn't corrected it, and we're still getting fatter, fatter, fatter. Your plate should look like colorful, and you need to be exercising at least 3 times a week, was the message. I believe you need to practice stress management every day. Stress management is the key to getting yourself and keeping yourself healthy. Please, let's do it that way. It's the best way, and it works. What else can we say? I think that's it. Every group has had a waistline increase. The news for the waistline is particularly bad for women. Women who carried more weight around their middles have a 20% greater risk of heart attacks than just women who are heavier overall. And everyone is getting heavier. The waist-to-hip ratio was 18% stronger as a heart attack predictor than was just body mass index. So waist-to-hip is really important. Okay, next is the data on weight and women compared to other developed countries. The peri-pregnancy that is related to maternal mortality rate is 50% higher than in other well-developed countries. Why? Again, it's thought this relates to the obesity and also a whole bunch of women who are pregnant. I don't think this should ever happen. Take a pass on health care or on prenatal vitamins because of cost. Oh, gosh, you know what extra cost it will cost them for not doing that with their babies? Their babies will have much more health. They'll have to care for them much more. It's a bad thing. Maybe that's why pregnancy rates have gone down so much. And that's another story. We've gone from, in 1960, the pregnancy rate per 100 women per year was 3.6 per 100. It's now 1.65, less than half of what it was, and way below the ratio to keep the country's population stable. Only two countries lower than the U.S. in this, and one of them is South Korea, the other Japan. Okay, let's see. Next story is menopause-related sexual and urinary problems are tied to the worst quality of life, and most women don't talk about vaginal dryness, painful intercourse, urinary incontinence, or vulvo-vaginal atrophy. They talk about hot flashes. So we got to get only 15% are talking to their docs when they have those problems. That's horrible. It means they aren't trusting their docs. They're ignoring it. Doc's got to maybe ask more about that question. The next study is that evening workouts help lower blood pressure. Maybe that's because our metabolism normally slows at night. So by doing an evening workout, you're revving up your metabolism, helping to digest that food. It means what my father-in-law, Jim, used to do was always take a walk after dinner. That's probably a great thing to do if you're not doing more exercise or if you're eating in the evening. Best thing, don't eat in the evening. Hypertension, you lower it as much. 8 millimeters on the top number, 3 on the bottom by doing 3 evening workouts of 30 minutes or more per week in this study. Where was the study from? It was from the UK, United Kingdom. This is, the next two studies are really interesting. They're exercise in sedentary seniors and in the elderly. This one was done at Duke with 160 adults, age 65 on average, all of whom had some cognitive impairment but not dementia. They were randomly assigned to aerobic exercise, nutritional counseling, exercise and nutritional counseling, or a control group with neither nutritional counseling nor exercise. Guess which group did best? It was the group that exercised and had nutritional counseling, had a improvement in their, and all they did, by the way, is they started with walking, jogging, and cycling to get to 70% of their age-adjusted maximum heart rate. That's 220 minus their age. The nutrition alone didn't help and didn't change the needle at all, but nutrition and exercise were better than exercise alone. But this pre-dementia cognitive dysfunction stage was important, and it really made a difference to the time they developed cognitive the time developed dementia by over 10 years in this study. So very important. And the corollary study was just 6 months of walking, just walking, boosted aging brains. Again, this is part of that study from Duke, a different aspect of it. And it's never too late. Next study was on report cards and child abuse. If you give the kid the report card on Friday, they're substantially different than weekdays for most families, and these conditions increase the risk of physical abuse for the kid if they get the report card on Friday. I guess this is a message to teachers and to parents, is remember, nothing to abuse your kid about in a report card. No matter how bad it is or how good it is, you want to encourage them to do better. Set some standards, but set them in advance of getting the report card. Kidney injury in 10%. How do you protect yourself? Make sure you drink plenty of fluid on days you're going to get chemotherapy. Make sure you overload yourself with water to get rid of it and to protect yourself. The study on chronic fatigue. I've got acute fatigue. I'm sorry, because I've had 2-3 a.m. plane wake-ups in the last 3 days. 2 out of 3 days is way too much. Once, you can do it. This was out of King's College in London, and they found that the people who developed chronic fatigue had a accelerated or stronger immune response to all kinds of stimuli they presented. And so it means that we got to confirm the findings from patients treated with this. That is, can you treat it with an immune suppressant and help get the chronic fatigue better? They did in this very small study of 18 people and show some demonstrable improvements. So knocking out the immune system may be a good thing. Migraine has a silver lining. In these 4,000 French women who it was studied in, they had a much lower rate. How much lower? Much lower rate of type 2 diabetes by about a 50% reduction. I think that's probably all of our news of the week of importance to us. Let me go. Other than vaping produces toxins much lower than smoking, but still sizable. And is there one more story I want to cover? Yeah, football injuries, getting hit on the head, even without a concussion, leads to visual changes, meaning you can't see an object as close as possible before it appears double. And I think that's all of the stories we want to cover. Again, take home, if you're obese, get thin. That's good for your brain. If you think Americans are getting fatter in general, they are. It's very bad for your brain. And exercise is, even walking is good for your brain. And evening workouts are great for men with high blood pressure, maybe great for all of us. Exercise improves thinking in sedentary seniors in just 6 months. And what else? And if you're going through menopause, talk to your doctor whether the symptom is painful intercourse or vaginal atrophy or any other thing, meaning urinary problems or incontinence. Do talk to your doc, because they have ways to help you. That's it for this episode of You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, the radio show that lets you know the news of the week, the medical news of the week. But much more importantly, even than just the news of the week, is that it tells you what to do about it. This has been podcast 925A. I'll get it right. You, the Owner's Manual podcast 925A. Thanks for downloading us. Tell your friends about us. Do rate us.